I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is the global brand manager for Shell, Chris Guerrero. Chris, how are you, man?
Hey, Eric. I'm doing fantastic.
Welcome back. There's a lot of things going on in the industry, especially with what you guys do specifically. Let's talk about that. We've heard a lot about PC-11. Give us the overview here. What do we need to know?
So if you look at PC-11, proposed Category 11, we're actually moving away from the terminology. So just when people are starting to get used to hearing it, we change, right? It's a plot designed to keep people perplexed.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So proposed Category 11 was the name that was given to the category that will supplant CJ4, which is what everyone's using out in the marketplace today.
Exactly.
When they first did it, they didn't know what they were going to name it, so PC-11 came about, just like CJ4 was PC-10 before it came about.
Right.
But we now have a name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been approved, and we have smarter people than I that can talk about all those details, but the gist of it is it's going to be CK4 and FA4, a split category, which means double the excitement for us on the Rotella side.
Right, yeah.
And actually double the opportunity out there for folks who are looking to maximize benefit from their engine oils.
Yeah, sure. Now, this is obviously behind the scenes what you guys are doing at Shell. There's still a lot going on. Part of that, though, is getting, and a big part of that, is getting the message out. So how are you doing that?
So one of the things that we've taken a view on when it came to PC-11 was, as the leading brand of diesel engine oil in North America, we felt like it was one of the responsibilities that we had to our consumers and our customers to make sure they understood what was coming.
Right.
So for the past 2 years, we've actually been talking about this category, and a lot of people are starting to talk about it now. We actually launched what is PC11.com a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago. And in that time, we've had over 20,000 unique visitors come to the site to learn about it. There are videos there. It's not a commercial, so it's actually educationally focused.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you'll be hard-pressed to find. I think you might be able to find a tiny little pectin in a Shell Rotella somewhere in there.
Okay.
But the vast majority of content is focused on what is this? What does it mean to you? And it's really broken up cleverly in terms of what you drive.
Right.
If it's new equipment, if it's on-highway Class 8 trucks, what's the difference between what a new truck may require from an OEM versus what your existing truck is going to require? And what are the benefits?
Sure.
Because a lot of people look at it as, when I get something new, I need something new. But if I haven't gotten anything new, why do I need something new?
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, it's been 10 years since the last category. The way we viewed it is, it's an opportunity for us to reinvent Rotella, to build on the foundation of production that we've established with that product and give even more to our product. And it's been a big challenge that we've had. Outside of the website, we've done a lot of other things too, Eric. We have a white paper that's available for download.
Hmm.
And that white paper, if you guys are thinking that it's going to be a boring text-only document, I can assure you it's not. Only because you have a fantastic marketing team involved, I'm sure, right?
Right.
And it's people other than myself that do that work. And it is absolutely a brilliant document, more like a mix between a brochure and a technical piece that explains everything you've ever wanted to know about this new category in very simple terms, beautiful graphics. We explain things like what's happening inside engines with increasing shear force on the oil and how we keep parts separated. So I would encourage everyone to, again, if you go to whatispc11.com, and in fact, if you go to whatisck4.com or whatisfa4.com, it'll all take you to the same place, our site,
great.
And you can find that white paper.
Yeah, and it's important. Take this information in now. Take your time with it, because essentially we're rolling out in December of this year, correct?
That's right.
Yeah,
so formal API approval for the category goes live December 1st. Hmm. So a little Christmas present for everyone out there. I think you'll see, even here at Mid-America Truck Show, in our booth, we'll be talking about it a lot. We went by the API booth, and they have their message focused around it. So if you're here at Mid-America Truck Show, if you had the chance to come out here, it is a huge opportunity for you to learn about this. We'd invite you to come by our booth. It's 19060, and talk to our folks about it. We have the white papers there available as well.
Yeah.
The other thing is, not everyone can make it out to Mid-America Truck Show, believe it or not.
Yeah,
right?
Despite
the crowded parking lots. And so one of the ways that we consistently reach out to our customers and take the message to them is through our Rotella Roadshow. And, you know, since we launched the Rotella Roadshow in 2003, we've had over 1.6 million visitors come through the doors of that truck. Yeah,
wow.
It's been an amazing run.
That's amazing.
We have just launched a completely revamped Rotella Roadshow, double bump out, a lot of space to learn, and the entire messaging inside is focused around this new category. So if you can't make it out here, go to Rotella.com. Take a look at where that truck is going to be. If it's at a truck stop near you, stop on by. Go in that truck. Take a look around. Our guys will talk to you about it and let you know what's coming when it comes to the new specification.
Yeah, great. Always great information. Chris Guerrero, the global brand manager for Shell. Great information today and, as always, on the website. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric. Take care. Have a great show.